Coming up next on 88.1 FM, a chance to get to know one of your neighbors better on Porch Talk. Like all of our programming, Porch Talk is made possible in part by Watts members, who show their appreciation of community radio by donating to WWER. For more information, go to wwer.org/membership.
Good afternoon.
What you doing here, Ted?
I'm Karen Self Sullivan, and I'm sitting here with Ms. Alberta Bird and her granddaughter, Kim Bird Washington, on the back porch of the Bird Estate, which is off of Leedstown Road in Colonial Beach. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thank you.
How are you, Kim?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thank you so much for sharing some history of yourself and your family and your memories of Colonial Beach. So tell me about how did you come to be in this area?
Well, I was born, my mother and father. My father was from Essex County, but he married my mother that lived here in Westmoreland. And from that on, I've been here all my life. Never been anywhere else but here.
Do you remember what's your birthday? When were you born?
I was born September the 27th, 1929.
Wow.
Right here.
And how old does that make you now?
That makes me 92 and 7 months.
Well, I think you win the prize for the most long-lived person that I've talked to for the radio.
Oh, good, yep. Good.
And Kim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Kim Bird Washington, and I was born here in Westmoreland County as well. I live not too far from my grandmother, so I was able to be in her surroundings all my life, pretty much.
I know. I was raised by two grandmothers. My mom and dad were there too, but they both worked. But I know how valuable that relationship is between a child and their grandmother. Yes. It's very special. So when you were a kid, what kind of stuff did you like to do?
I liked the outside environment, and I did a little bit of all of it. I worked with the oxen, with the mules, the horses. With the hogs, I even helped my father kill hogs and slaughter hogs for the family for the wintertime. And I did most of any cultivate. When I was 12 years old, I had a tomato patch of my own. And by that time, my father had gotten rid of all his horses. So I had to go about a half a mile to borrow a horse to cultivate my tomatoes, my tomato crop. And I just love farm work.
Now, I'm picturing a horse pulling some sort of a plow and you walking behind it, is that right?
Yes, I used to cultivate my tomatoes with a horse, with a cultivator.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed all of that. And then I used to pick my tomatoes and take them to the can factory to be processed.
Now, was there a tomato factory here?
The tomato factory was about 3 miles down the road to Leedstown, right on the Rappahannock River.
Okay. All right. I hear that name a lot. I think Leedstown is famous for a number of things.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So,
well, the steamboat used to come in to bring supplies and things to the little stores and things that we had. Used to dock down here at Leedstown.
Uh-huh.
And you used to meet the truck, meet down there with your whatever vehicle you had, and bring even barrels of molasses and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you're right smack in the middle of the Northern Neck. You got the Rappahannock just down the road this way, mm-hmm. and the Potomac River just up the road this way.
That's right.
Now, did you like the water? Did you ever go swimming?
No, very little swimming. Well, we used to go in the water to be baptized.
Okay.
when we joined church and whatnot, we had to go out, but to go riding on the water or nothing. But we used to sometimes go by boat from Leedstown to the to the other side of the Rappahannock mm-hmm. to visit churches sometime.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Did you go to church here locally? Was Little Zion here then?
No. I went to church here.
Okay.
Right here in Oak Grove.
Okay. Now, Kim, you came along. So you got children, and then you had a career. Right.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about your career before Kim came along, because we're talking way back a ways.
Well, before Kim came along, I used to drive school bus.
Okay.
And work in the school system. And I did a little everything that could be done in the school system.
Now, where did you start? Which school did you start with?
I started at Zacata down in below Montrose. Mm-hmm.
Off of Zacata Road?
I did a long time substitute.
Okay.
There for about 6 months for Ardell Hogan. I used to drive the bus and did long term at Colonial Beach too.
Okay.
For another lady, what's her name? Miss Sims Nash.
Which school were you in at Colonial Beach?
It was a little two-room school.
Is it the one on Lincoln Avenue?
Is that Lincoln Avenue?
Kind of behind where the high school is now?
Yes.
Well, we have just renovated that, and that is now the school board office. And we're hoping to have some sort of a reception and a dedication. So if you used to help teach there, we would love to help you have you come for that dedication.
Well, good.
Yeah, they've kept it in the same style of mm-hmm. the original school, mm-hmm. but they've fixed it up so nice. And I've been inside, and I've talked with the new superintendent there
good.
At the school board office. Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
I taught there, until this Mrs. Fisher came out of school and she took over there. I used to drive the bus there and teach the children and then leave school and I carry them children home and then pick up children at Washington District.
At the elementary school there?
At the elementary school there and take them home.
Now, after you taught at Colonial Beach, where did you teach next? Where did you go next?
I went to Washington District.
And what did you do there?
Well, I was a teacher aide there.
Okay.
And then secretary.
Secretary for the school.
That's right.
Did you drive a school bus there, too?
I drove a school bus there.
Now, I heard rumor that you could do pretty much anything that the school needed done.
I did a little bit of anything that come up that was at any time anybody was lacking or short. That's what I did. I could take that place.
Now, was your grandmother still working in the school when you were, do you remember her working in the school?
I remember her working in the school as the secretary and driving the school bus. On the weekends, I remember coming up and we would want to drive the school bus too, and we would open up the door sometimes and go on the bus and we take turns pretending to be the driver.
Did you go to the school?
I did go to Washington District.
Okay. Just so much local history that we don't ever hear about
yes.
from the people that live here.
Yes.
I have here that you started at Zacata in 1948. Was that from a newspaper article, Kim?
Yes, actually.
Or is it a retire? I can't remember.
She graduated salutatorian at A.T. Johnson in the class of 1948.
So you went to A.T. Johnson and salutatorian?
Yes, salutatorian.
Almost valedictorian.
Yes, almost.
Well, we tied three times. The girl that took salutatory, we tied three times. And my family wasn't able to send me to school at that time, so I agreed to let her have it.
Okay.
Because, she had more income than I did.
Okay.
So I let her have it. And that's how come I wasn't a salutatorian. I mean, I wasn't valedictorian.
You weren't valedictorian, right, because mm-hmm. you let her have it.
Yes,
but you were just as good as she was,
yeah,
it sounds
I would,
like.
I would, I agree to let her have it because, you know, I like to give and take. And because she had better financial situation than me, and I let her go ahead and have it. But I was disappointed with her at one time because I went to visit my cousin in Washington, D.C., and met her on the street. At the time, I thought she should have been in school, but she hadn't enrolled at that time. But she did enroll later. But I was kind of upset with her.
But you expected her to be going to college up there?
I had expected her to be in college. But she did go later during that session.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of upset, you know, that she had let me give in to her. But afterwards, I was glad I did because she did go to school.
And so you stayed here and went to work?
That's right.
And you worked in the schools?
In the tomato factory.
And you worked in the tomato factory? What was that like?
That was like peeling tomatoes and processing them, and we had to label them and all that kind of stuff.
So you worked the whole line?
I worked them all.
Did you work in any other jobs?
When I was growing up, I used to wait tables and stuff at Colonial Beach for the, you know, in those boarding houses.
The boarding houses?
Yes, sir. I used to wait table and do chambermaid work there.
Do you remember the names of any of the boarding houses?
Yeah, the Linwood House.
The Linwood House.
And what was it? Can't think of it right now. See, my mind is gone.
Your mind is in great shape. Your mind's in better shape than mine.
Can't think of that other one. But we used in between. That, you know, from one dinner to the other, from one meal to the other. Sometimes we used to walk down to the crab house. And the old man used to run that crab house name. We called him Brother Stewart. I don't know what. I think it was Cornelius Stewart or something, but anyhow. But we used to walk down there. And he used to have a lot of the legs come off the crab.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving them to us, and boy, we used to have a time with them crab legs.
So you like crabs?
Yes, ma'am.
You still like crabs?
I love them.
Oh, it's my favorite mm-hmm. meal in the whole world. Absolutely. Steamed crabs. Yep, it sure is.
I've done a little of everything.
Yeah, I remember, Grandma, when you had the pigs and the chickens and all that when we were little, they would kill the hog and break it down and everything.
Yeah,
and she would be in the basement and they would be doing chitlins and pig feed and all this fresh stuff. And it just was amazing to see them turn that one animal into a load of food.
And they used every bit of
yes,
it.
Yes,
every
yes.
bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the fat back was what I liked.
after you sold it down.
Yeah.
And we used to go and get these fish, salt herring, and put the salt them things down in the barrel. I used to have to stand on a stool for to get over in the barrel for the pack those fish.
My grandfather, my daddy dipped salt herring out of the Rappahannock in Fredericksburg, my daddy and my granddaddy, and he had a little store in mm-hmm. Spotsylvania County, and he'd put those salt herring down, and then people would come buy them from him mm-hmm. in the wintertime, tiny mm-hmm. little store.
Yes, sir, we had barrels, them great big old molasses barrel.
Yep.
Them things. We didn't have to buy no fish in the wintertime. I mean, you know, no salt fish. Put them things and soak overnight and fry them things up and some potatoes. You don't raise those potatoes in the garden and onions and all that stuff. Woo.
Boy, that's eating close something. To the earth, isn't it?
Yes.
Close to Mother Earth.
And Lord, when you cut one of them hams from the, you cook a slab of ham and potatoes, white potatoes, fried them white potatoes, and them saw fish. Oh, yeah, something to eat. And of course, we used to go out and pick grapes and stuff like that to make jelly.
Jelly, yeah.
We used to make jelly and can all the stuff, vegetables, tomatoes, and string beans. Yeah. We canned all our food.
Yes, I remember that.
So you mentioned to me earlier that you would sometimes go to Colonial Beach to go to the grocery store. What did you have to buy?
Well, we had to buy that molasses because we didn't.
Okay.
Sometimes you had to carry a quart jar, and they would wind it out the barrel. They had a thing in there. They would wind it. We bought the, and then we had to buy our detergent and stuff like that. But we used to make soap sometimes. We used to make that lye soap. You remember that, Kim?
No, ma'am.
We used to put it together.
I imagine you had
kind
to.
Kind of a yellowish color or something.
Yeah, we used to make soap.
I guess you had to buy your supplies for canning and curing the hog, the salt. And
yeah, you had to buy, and you had to buy the caps for to put on the jars for the seal and all that kind of stuff.
And you told me you shopped at Hall's first. Mm-hmm. Originally, when they were in the town, the Colonial Beach.
And then Denson.
Denson's?
We used to go to Denson sometime, but Hall was our first place.
And then later on,
the old man, not the young Hall.
Right, right. Yeah, I think it's Rocky, so Emily's grandfather started it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, did you drive? Did you drive back and forth? How did you get back and forth to Colonial Beach? Because you're a few miles away.
We had horses then.
Had horses then. See, I'm forgetting how old you are.
We had horses and a wagon.
Okay.
Yes, we used to have that horse and hook that horse. Two of them, most of the time, we drove, had a wagon and two horses. Or mules. We had mules one time, too. One or the other, we drove to get our supplies. And you didn't go every day now. Let's go maybe once a month or something like that. You didn't go to the store every day like people do now.
So, Kim, tell me a little bit about what you remember about your grandmother growing up.
Oh, wow. I remember her being a jack of all trades. besides driving the school bus and being the secretary, she was to the community. I think there's the superwoman. People would get sick and she would take care of them. If they had a cut or a burn or something, she would bandage them up and she would take care of their wounds and so forth. And even when people got sick, she would have a bed at her house and they would stay there until they got well or until they went to be with the Lord. She is definitely a jewel in our family. And I remember her being the nurse, the secretary, people that had important paperwork to fill out. She was educated enough where she could fill the paperwork out for them. And she was a notary of public, which I am now. And she worked in the polls and the voting polls and so forth, which I am now. And
sounds like she was quite the role model.
Yes. She was in the missionary ministry, which I am the treasurer of the missionary ministry now. She was the senior usher president, and I served as a senior usher, and now I'm the junior usher president. Wow, you name it, she's done it. So I'm just hoping that I have as much energy as she has at this age.
So, and you're at Little Zion Baptist
Church,
Zion. Right down the road here on Reedstown Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard you actually ran for office one time.
I did. I ran for board of supervisors.
And you're in District 3.
Uh-huh.
So that's the district that Dorothy Dickerson Tate represents right now,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
You ran back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Who did you run against?
I ran against Whitman, Bob Whitman, and Ladney. What is his name? Lawrence Ladney.
Was it a close race?
It was very close. And the only reason that Whitman got it is because he had been, something other in Montrose. I don't know, but it was very close.
I don't recall what he was.
And he's gone on to be our congressman now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe if you had won, you could be our congresswoman now.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I would have ventured that far or not, but anyway.
Well, it certainly sounds like you had the wherewithal to be able to be a very good representative.
Yes. Well, I tell you, when he first started out, he used to call me sometimes when he got a tough problem.
Now, I heard you had a campaign slogan.
If you want to be heard, vote for Bird.
If you want to be heard, vote for Bird. Mm-hmm. So, Kim, is that something else you might follow in the footsteps of your grandmother? Maybe run for office sometime?
I don't think that's on my agenda right now. Not right now.
I, as you know, I'm sitting on the town council for Colonial Beach, but yeah, it took me a long time to decide. Mm-hmm. And things had to be, you know, working well.
Right.
And we do have a very strong town council now that works well together.
Mm-hmm, that's so great.
Very pleased with that. You also did some volunteer work with the fire department and the Mary Washington Hospital Auxiliary. What fire department did you work with?
Oak Grove. I work at the Ladies Auxiliary.
Okay.
In Oak Grove.
Okay. It sounds like with all the nursing that you did to your neighbors, you would be a natural for the rescue squad, too.
Well, I used to go in most of the time when they called the squad. If I was knew it, I was there before the squad got there and helped out.
Just doing your first aid, your neighborly thing.
I took my advanced course from the Colonial Beach, you know, when I took my first aid class.
Your first aid class there.
And then I took advanced class.
Okay.
From the Colonial Beach.
So do you know Miss Pat Fitzgerald?
Yes, sir. I know. And she is something now.
She is something.
She is something now.
I see you have a lot of brothers and sisters. Were you the youngest, the oldest?
I'm the very youngest and the last one this year. All the rest of them are gone.
Well, they broke the mold, I guess. After you were born, nobody else could live up to your dedication to family and community.
Yeah, they all left me.
So all your brothers and sisters are now have passed on to?
Oh, my brothers and sisters, yes, all of mine.
Okay.
And some of my children. I got three sons that's passed.
I'm so sorry.
My mother and father and their three sons have gone.
Which one of them was my dad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he died when you were young? Or
no, it was about 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had him with you most of your life.
Yeah, and he lived right down the road from Grandma, as I said, and most all her children live close by.
So I'm looking around and I see all these houses.
Yes.
And so are they all relatives?
Yes, all relatives.
How did they come to live all in the same place?
Well, my grandfather had a lot of land from way up the road all the way down. And he gave every one of his children a piece of land before he died. I think he gave everyone on something like 4 acres or something like that. And that's how come I guess all of us get so...
Was your grand... Your father?
My grandfather.
My grandfather.
So how did he come to have a big farm here in Westmoreland? I mean, I'm thinking that's got to be way back before the turn of the century.
Well, he was one of the lucky ones, I guess, that they let him. he was a totally working man, and he was one that helped got started with this church up here. Mm-hmm. Because
Little Zion?
Yeah, because we grew out of Pope's Creek from the start with.
Okay.
And for some reason, I don't know how he managed to get the land like he did, but it was all through him that most of us got what we got.
I know there, when I talk to people, they're always related to somebody else I know. Mm-hmm. You have any relatives that I might know that I've...
Yeah. You know Antoine Smith?
Yes, I did a porch talk with Antoine.
Yes. Well, Antoine's grandfather is my grandmother's brother.
Wow. Okay. And, yes. That is close. So you and Antoine's grandfather are brother and sister?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uncle John.
Oh, that was John. Okay, uh-huh. Okay, yeah. That's right.
Because when he did his porch talk, he talked about how much he loved going everywhere with his grandfather.
Yeah, well he went, I guess he went a lot of places with my brother. Yeah.
And he said that started him on the path towards law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And he was a volunteer. He is still a volunteer fire department. I think he's president of the Colonial Beach Volunteer Fire Department this year.
Yes, he is.
And he's a deputy in the sheriff's department for Westmoreland County.
Westmoreland County.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all got tied up to it.
Well, I'm so glad you didn't spread out all over. So many times I talk to people and they're like the only ones left. Everybody's moved away, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But you still have a wonderful community here.
Yes, Lord. And those that have moved away is coming back home.
Do you have any stories that you want to share? Something that you remember that you were particularly proud of or involved in? In your life?
Yeah. When I was in high school, we had a play. And I don't know, it was something like a person had gone away and had come back. But anyway, I was one of the main characters, and they called me Frida.
Okay.
Yeah. This guy kept saying, Frida, Frida, this and Frida. So they called me Frida for a long time in the community. And then when I used to work at the candy factory, they had a dog, and the dog was named Mopsy. And they carried him out on the farm. They had a big pen out there at the Jenkins place. And they carried him out there so he could have more room to move around because he got sick. So I used to have to go down and feed Mopsy every day. And so the boys at the factory used to call me Mopsy. Yeah, so they had a big time. Here come Mopsy. But finally my poor dog died. It was the Perry's dog, But the old dog liked me a lot, and I thought it was smarter dog than the dog. I used to go every day and feed Mopsy and carry him water. But poor Mopsy, they had the doctor for him and everything, but he didn't make it, so they named me Mopsy.
Kim, what's your favorite memory with your grandmother?
Oh, wow. I have so many. Let's see. I think that when I was younger, how we would come up to the house and I used to live with Grandma and Granddad. My mom and Dad were waiting for the house to be built, and we lived in the basement. And so, of course, you know, with all her canning and veggies and things like that, I was always excited to snap the beans. And she would let me do that. I think that as I have gotten older, I just see a reflection of me and of her in me, I would say, because I'm just interested in lots of the things that she was interested in growing up and becoming an adult and serving the community. And so I think that we've gotten so much closer since I've been back home, and I don't live very far away anymore. So I think that we bond a lot now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you are both a blessing to our community, and I'm so glad to have had time to sit and chat with you and get to know you a little bit better.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
And one thing I enjoyed doing for the church, I went to Fredericksburg before they had water in the church. The old sexton used to have to go next door and bring back a bucket of water and an old dipper, you know, for people. So our club, we had clubs in different areas working because we were stretched out. So I borrowed a neighbor's truck, a wood truck that he hauled pulpwood on, and went to Fredericksburg Machine Shop and got all the piping tied on the truck for the digger artesian well. And my husband and Alice's husband sunk that pipe and put water in those eyes. I was so happy about that. Then we got that water put in. And do you remember? No, you don't. You couldn't remember that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember that. No, I don't think I was around.
No, Bo and Mutt. And this man that my husband used to, he grew up in Essex County. And the man that he used to be, I think they worked for him a while. We asked him to come over, and he had a truck that would blow the hole. My husband asked him to come over to drill it for him. He said, "No, Bo, I'll let you do it. You can do it." So Bo and Mutt went down and got that man's truck and brought it up to the church one Saturday morning. And Bo sunk that pipe in the ground and got that artesian water for the church. And I was so happy about that. Now that we didn't have to drink of that cup, or that old, galvanized bucket, and that old wooden,
the wooden ladle?
No, that dipper.
Dipper.
Old cedar dipper with the,
You just dip it and drink out of it, and then the next person would dip it and drink out of it. Yeah.
So that was the most exciting thing for me.
Getting water at the church.
And the man Alice and I went up and got the pipe. Of course, Mutt told us what to get and all. when he said, "What are y'all women doing coming up here getting that?" He said, "We want water bad."
Well, thank you again. That's a great story to end on.
Yes, sir. So.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.